News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, when I think I've got the show all put together and I know exactly what I'm going to be talking about, how are we going to learn from each other tonight? Something breaks, and then I got to, what you call it? Audible. That's what I got to do. I got to audible. All right, the number is 704-570-1110. If you want to call or text, you can text because the text line is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. That, I think he is 6'8" tall, 6'8" tall, James Comey. Also the same height as singer Montel Jordan, because it says so in the song. 6'8", he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Oh, I'm buzzing because this is how we do it. Well, the grand jury said, this is how we do it, and indicted James Comey today, former FBI director and super snake. Lying, nasty, just a complete bad dude, man. He's a bad dude, bro. I'm telling you, man, he's bad. So here's what it comes down to. You knew this was coming because if somebody goes in front of a grand jury, that's not really a good thing for the defendant. You know, the grand jury is pretty much stacked against a defendant. So he is now the indicted former FBI director, James Comey. Now, they are indicting him on counts of lying to Congress. And obviously he did, in my humble opinion. This is all part of the Russia gate. Russia is what President Trump always calls it. We've known for years that the Hillary campaign was involved in this scam, this hoax to try to, I would say derail President Trump's campaign and his, first, presidency, his first in, 4 years as the president, his first administration, along with, the help from Obama and, you know, all the rest of them, the John Brennan, all of them we've known about for a long time. And now it's just now coming into the light where punishment can start to be handed out, for these dastardly deeds that these people have done. Now, here's the way the slimy Democrats always play things. They do this type of stuff where they break the law. And they do these unconstitutional things to defeat their opponents because they can't defeat their opponents, straight up with the truth. So they do all of these sneaky, shady things. And then when they realize that it has gotten out that they've been doing these sorts of things, and then here comes Trump again, they start accusing Trump, because they know that he's going to have the grounds to come after them legally and legitimately. And then when he does, then they've already laid the groundwork to say that he's just trying to prosecute his political enemies. He's out for revenge now. And thankfully President Trump hasn't let that stop him. He hasn't fallen prey to that, you know, because that's the way Democrats do, because they're brats. And the whole show tonight is going to be about the bratty Democrat Party. Now, just because somebody's a brat doesn't mean we don't take them seriously and they're not a threat. But that's what the Democrat Party is made up of, a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats. And so they go around, they do these shady things, just like Comey, for example. And he's been on the offense ever since Trump fired him, talking about how terrible Trump is. And then Trump's going to come after his political opponents. And, oh, my God, I'm such a huge Taylor Swift fan. I told you when that happened that what he was doing is he had to pick the most popular person in America in show business. And then he came out and said, I'm a big Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's music has meant so much to my family and me. This is James Comey, former FBI director. Like a Swiftie, you know, like he's a real Swiftie several months ago. And that was basically just to get as many people looking at him and going, you know what? He can't be all that bad. Trump's lying about him. He's a Swiftie, for goodness sakes. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's a Swiftie, for goodness sakes. For heaven's sakes. Oh, he's a good fella. Oh, that Comey is such a nice man. Yeah. He wrote 86 Trump in the sand at the beach. He did that on purpose for, you know, I didn't mean harm him or anything. I didn't mean that. Because he knew that then Trump would and Trump's supporters would come out and tell him he was awful and he needed to be dealt with and all that. And then again, it's because they're coming after his political opponents. Trying to jail his political opponents. Oh, my God. Oh, the pearl clutching. Oh, where's my fainting couch? Oh, my goodness. Look what Trump's doing. He's coming after his political opponents. Oh. It's sickening. But they've all just been, all of that whole bunch, that Hillary and Obama and Susan Rice and John Brennan and all that whole bunch of crap, Peter Strzok, all of them that were involved with all that mess, they've just become a laughingstock. They're just a big joke. Just look, I hope Comey is doing hard time. I hope he has to go to penitentiary. And I'm gonna laugh every day that he's in there. And I want to see him crying on TV. Trump jailing his political opponents. He's a dictator. He's an authoritarian. I want all of it. Bring it all on. John Brennan should be next. I don't think he can go after Obama because of immunity and all of that stuff, but he should, just to give Obama some sort of a pain in the butt. Can't stand him either. He's a doo-doo head. That's a professional term there. Doo-doo head. Dookie head. Because I can't say what I want to call him. Because I'm on the radio. See, I'm not one of those just podcasters where I can say whatever I want to say. So, there you go. That's all we know right now. I mean, I'm not going to delve into a lot of stuff and you know, try to uncover a bunch of legal aspect of this whole thing. I got too much other stuff. I already told you I planned it and it's going to be really, really good. We're going to probably get into an area that is going to ruffle a lot of feathers tonight. But you know what? I don't care. The feathers that get ruffled by the truth. Your green-eyed patriot friend here is only going to tell you the truth. And if you can't handle it, then that's your business. All right, so we'll get into all that, and we got it all coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you. Okay. Everything I tell you on this show is my perspective on it. I don't do many, if any, well, I haven't done any yet, I don't think, interviews with experts and things of that nature. There's a reason for that. And, one of the reasons is because, I don't have time to track them down. And, when I got into the, went into the radio business, and started growing in my career, well, I've always had people working for the show that if we wanted to interview somebody, that's what they did. They tracked down interviews and stuff like that. Well, I don't have time to do it. And second of all, I don't know if I did have a person that was assigned to do that, how much I would want a bunch of guests on all the time. The way I look at it is that when I'm interviewing somebody, it needs to be somebody that I really, really am into, and I think that you will benefit from. You see, my style is that I would rather talk to you. I would rather talk to you than anybody else. I don't want to talk to a bunch of different people all the time instead of talking to you. Okay. Now, I've been saying for a long time, and I thought when I started on WBT with this message and with this straightforward approach that I have, that I would end up turning a lot of people off who are in this business of talk, news talk radio. Because I talk to you just like, I would talk to somebody at a coffee shop. And I don't mean like a Starbucks. I mean a real coffee shop, like a diner kind of place. And I've got to tell you, I really, truly believe that every Democrat in power, and if you've listened to the show for a while, you know, I call them professional Democrats. These are people who make a living by being a Democrat. I believe that they are getting exactly what they want with all of this violence that's taking place. Because they have come to a point in the political world of reaching the American citizen. They've come to a point where they have no ideas that will be accepted by people who don't want top-down government control. In other words, freedom-loving people are sick of what the Democrats are throwing. So the Democrats are acting out now, and they are infiltrating the minds of their followers who are, let's face it, all of these Democrats that we're seeing on social media and the ones that are going crazy and the ones that are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk and all, they are emotionally weak at best. I don't want to say they're all emotionally unstable, but they are teetering. So the Democrats with the messages to the people are out of everything else. The only thing they have is emotions. Now, we've known forever, we talk about it as conservatives, that liberals are way more emotional. Liberals are emotion. Conservatives are logic. Okay? Liberals are emotional. Conservatives are logical. And that's why when you get into a head-up debate with what used to just be called a liberal, the conservative has facts and truth and all of that on their side, and liberals have emotions. And I've gone through a lot of Charlie Kirk footage since his assassination. And you can see it so clearly when he's sitting there in front of those little indoctrinated liberal slash Marxist or whatever you would call them in 2025. And he hits them with facts. And they just can't digest what he's saying, and they can't handle it. And you can see them just start to get anxious. And then they lash out, they cuss at him, they walk away, they flip him off. I hate you, I don't want you on my campus. But they can't refute what he's saying with facts. And as a whole, the Democrat Party today is acting that way. They are, by definition, more emotional than conservatives. So when they get to that point to where everything they're being hit with is just preying upon their emotions, and then they have their leaders in their ear, whether they're college professors, you know, Marxist professors, any of these Democrat politicians, or their preachers, maybe, you know, those preachers like, you know, Jamal Bryant from Atlanta that I talk about all the time, that wants to keep black people down, constantly talking about white supremacy and everything and keeping black people, you know, robbing them of their of the desire to reach individual greatness, and it's all for the movement, which ends up putting money in pockets that don't deserve it, and so forth. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to handle it, and it just gets to the point where the only thing that they know is lashing out with emotions. Now, some of them lash out with their emotions in words and actions that are stupid, like dancing and singing and celebrating Charlie Kirk's death and all on social media, and then others act out in violence. But it's all coming from their leaders. The leaders of the Marxist Democrat Party in America now, and that's the mainstream Democrat in power, is a Marxist. They are connected to this violence, and if they come out and say even one time, somebody like Jazzy Crockett says she's not for political violence and this and that, she's saying that the political violence is always on the right. I'm going to break it down throughout the show tonight as to the connection that the faces of the Democrat Party right now have, the connection they have with violence. And we need to stop playing the game of saying that they're just full of extreme rhetoric. They've reached a boiling point, in my opinion. And they don't know what else to do, because nothing that they believe in could ever pass freedom-loving American people. Would never. Because they're not freedom-loving American people that run the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party, for the majority of the people in it, running it, they're about enriching themselves and seizing power from the free citizens. 704-570-1110. That's the number if you want to call. We have more coming up. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to TJRitchie.com and sign up today.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
So let's break it down. The Democrat bosses who not only incite violence against their political opponents, they do it, I think, purposely, and I think they get a sense of satisfaction whenever somebody on the left lashes out in violence. You can go back to the references to Antifa and Black Lives Matter during riots. The Democrat politicians loved it, just loved it. Now, Breitbart has put together this this little list here. It's 8 times Democrats demonized ICE agents for enforcing federal immigration law. Okay. So, we'll go through it. Gavin Newsom claims ICE agents will help suppress voter turnout. He said Trump's already sending out masked people to intimidate folks. When we launched our campaign, did it down in Little Tokyo in L.A. Do you think ICE is not going to show up around voting and polling booths to chill participation? And you know what? The National Guard, you know that. So, Gavin Newsom, I'm sorry, I should have done it like this because this is the way Gavin Newsom talks. He needs to clear his throat. I should have done it in that voice. Gavin Newsom telling people that Trump and his ICE agents are going to keep people from voting. You ever notice Democrats always want to talk about somebody suppressing a vote? Oh, they're trying to suppress the vote. They're trying to disenfranchise people. Okay, well, now ICE agents and the National Guard, according to Gavin Newsom, is going to be out there keeping people from voting. And Gavin Newsom's wife, Jennifer, we're a country of immigrants. This is just a fact. It is who we are. And yet here we are watching families be targeted, watched, hunted, farm workers being chased around fields. These are some of the hardest working people on earth, and they literally feed the nation. Jazzy Crockett, we played the other night with her saying that ICE agents were like slave patrols. Michelle Wu, that disgusting little wench that is the mayor of Boston. She goes, I don't know of any police department that routinely wears masks. We know that there are other groups that routinely wear masks. NSC 131 routinely wears masks. As comparing ICE agents to Nazis. Tim Walz declares ICE agents are Trump's modern, he said Gestapo, but it's pronounced Gestapo. The sassy, flamboyant Tim Walz. Representative John Larson, Democrat, Connecticut, called him the Gestapo as well. Hakeem Jeffries, a.k.a. Big Sleepy. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified. That's what he said about the ICE agents wearing masks so they don't get attacked. I told you. In the beginning, when these rotten Democrat politicians started yelling about these ICE agents having wearing these masks and saying that they were that they wanted them unmasked, that it was because they want those ICE agents attacked. Because that's why they were wearing masks, and every one of those low-life SOBs and DOBs know that's why they're wearing the masks. So that's why they come out and they talk about it. They want these ICE agents attacked. They're useful idiot minions are out in the streets walking around. And they said, who are these people? Antifa types identifying these ICE agents, having their houses put on the internet and docs and all this crap. So don't tell me they don't want the violence. or the smoke, as the kids say. They want all the smoke. But they're just like other cult leaders. They won't jump out and get the smoke themselves. Hell no, they won't do that. That's what cult leaders do. They poison the minds of their minions so they don't have to go get their hands dirty. By the way, Jazzy Crockett, let's not forget that during the Black Lives Matter riots, she worked pro bono as an attorney to get people who were arrested during those riots that were members of Black Lives Matter. She worked pro bono to get them out of jail. So you don't support all of the stuff that was going on with Antifa and Black Lives Matter during all of those riots and then come out and act like you don't want the political violence, like you don't want the political smoke. Now, maybe some of these other run-of-the-mill people that listen to you, pay attention to what you're saying. They don't want to believe that you're actually in favor of the smoke. But I know a little bit more. Know a little bit more about your profile. All of you people, all of you Democrat leaders, you Democrat Party bosses. I, after all, am, don't forget, America's number one societal profiler. And I profiled every one of y'all. Criminally profiled you. Coming, talking about you don't want the political violence. Get out of here. They want it, ladies and gentlemen, and there's no doubt about it. Now, here's the thing. When are we really going to start dealing with these lunatics on the streets who are hurting our ICE agents or our police officers or our innocent college students? You see, because they're not alone. They're not just little lunatic leftists from America. No. Mm-mm. They've got a lot of different political groups, these activists who are working in concert to bring down this country. And we have got to put every ounce of effort we have as the freedom-loving people in this country to stopping this, because they have several decades of power behind their movement. And it's going to take a lot to stop it. And we'll get into more of that throughout the show. I'll break it down a little bit more in the next segment, because it's not good. It's good that we're starting to wake up, but is it too late? I mean, the alarm clock's going off, and we got to hit the floor running now. No time to eat a lengthy breakfast. We got to get going. All right. Hang on. We got more coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
America's coolest conservative and the green-eyed patriot on the air everywhere. The president just put out a truth on Truth Social. It reads, "Justice in America. One of the worst human beings this country has ever been exposed to is James Comey, the former corrupt head of the FBI. Today, he was indicted by a grand jury on two felony counts for various illegal and unlawful acts. He has been so bad for our country for so long and is now at the beginning of being held responsible for his crimes against our nation. Make America great again." So That's great news. Great news that we had at the top of the show. Also, there was a clip I saw of the president today. He was in the Oval Office and somebody asked him a question about Ilhan Omar. And he said, you know, I met with the leader of Somalia the other day. I asked him to take her back and he said he didn't want her. Oh, I wish he would denaturalize and deport her. Mm. That would be awesome. So awesome. All right, so we're talking about the violence the Democrats orchestrate. The violence that they orchestrate. So what they do is, unlike what you're hearing on talk shows and things like that, they are not unaware of the rhetoric. So you get somebody and go, hey, when you come out and say these inflammatory things, you call the president a Nazi and you call him Hitler and a fascist and you call Charlie Kirk a fascist and a white supremacist and all of that. What you are doing is, and so they're explaining this to the leftists. But my point is that the leftists don't need that explained to them because they're doing it purposely. They are planting those seeds in the minds of these emotionally weak people on purpose because they want them to act out. Now, I'm not saying that they put the thoughts in their head and they say, okay, hopefully he'll go shoot Charlie Kirk, or hopefully this person will go try to kill ICE agents with a rifle copycatting the guy that killed Charlie Kirk. I don't think that they're doing that necessarily. Some of them may be, but I think what they're doing is they're putting the thoughts in these people's minds, and they know that they're doing that, and they know that they're trying to get an extreme reaction from them. And if that extreme reaction is to throw rocks at ICE vehicles as they're driving past and doing those types of things, fine. And if it is to the extreme where they assassinate somebody, that's fine too. So that's where I believe the heads of these Democrat leaders are, the leftists. And now we have an example of someone who has succumbed to those indoctrination, brainwashing tactics. This is a trans guy on social media, just your random, if you can stand going through X for a little while and watching some of these things, you'll see him all over the place. So this is a man who is pretending to be a woman. He thinks he's a woman. And this is what he is saying that needs to happen to just Republicans in general, not even conservatives, Republicans, not MAGA, just Republicans. Cut 83, go.
Hello, my name is Scarlett Kelly, and I am officially declaring war on the Republican Party. If you are a Republican on TikTok and you want to interact with me, you deserve to die. You deserve to be shot. You deserve whatever suffering could possibly come to you. If you are a Republican and try to start any of that kind of nonsense with me in person, you will lose your life. This is war. I am not joking. It's done. You are not an American anymore. You're out. You're off the list. You've been naughty. Like, come on. We're going to start giving you the coal in the form of massive stones on top of a slab of wood on top of you. Have a wonderful day.
So that is the result of the intentional language delivered to the public by the Democrat Party. So let's pick one of these people who are leaders in the Democrat Party. Let's say it's Jasmine Crockett, who comes out with the inflammatory language all the time. So let's say Jasmine Crockett hears that guy say that, watches his video. She's sitting on her couch at home. What do you think she does? I bet you she laughs. She probably cackles like the witch that she is. And looks at herself and the people who work alongside her and say, hey, great job. It's what we want. It's what we want. Now, if you stop and think about it, I'm sure, look, I'm probably getting all kinds of hateful messages now, and I'm probably setting off alarm bells all over the place and go, he is so, he's worse than they are. He's, and I'm talking about from people who are supposed to be conservatives. But this is real talk, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm giving you. Do you ever see any Democrats be remorseful and sensitive and, as you know, their word, empathetic about anyone who has been attacked by left-wing radicals? And they put out these phony studies that say it all, you know, the majority of political violence is perpetrated by people on the right. And then they'll start naming off these things that are white supremacists, Nazis, have committed these acts of violence. That doesn't have anything to do with conservatives. And those groups are generally Democrats. So if you hear somebody, I said this last night, if you hear somebody talking about comparing conservatives to white supremacists, then those two things cannot be the same. If you're a white supremacist, by definition, you can't be a conservative. That'd be like saying, you know, I am an Orthodox Jew and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. They don't go together. Conservatives, we don't put up with white supremacy and Nazis and all that kind of stuff. Those are Democrats. The KKK was the enforcement wing of the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen, back when the KKK was a thing. So don't even accept that in an argument, you know, and start arguing that, you know, those studies are not right because, you know, whatever, whatever. Don't even accept the argument that anything about white supremacy or Nazism or anything should be associated with the right, with conservatives. That's like accepting the term reverse racism. That doesn't exist either. Racism's racism. To say something's reverse racism, if a black person is being racist towards a white person, means that the normal racism is white people being racist against black people. No, there's no normal. It's all disgusting. It's all terrible. Racism is racism. It's the same with this. We're not the white supremacists and the Nazis and the KKK. Those are Democrats. Just like they were Democrats standing in the doorway of the schools, not wanting little black children to go to school with the little white children. Don't even accept that as a premise in an argument. The Democrats are violent. The Democrat Party has always been violent. They've always proven it in history. And they're continuing to prove that they are the party of violence. So, TJ on the News is coming up next. You do not want to miss that. We'll get it next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. From the GPE Network, I am America's coolest conservative. Y'all know what the GEP network is?
I was waiting for you to explain it.
The Green Eye Patriot Network. Come on.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
Hell yeah.
Green Star for Isaac.
Yes, mm-hmm.
The Green Eyed Patriot Network. I just made that up, and we're going to stick with it. I got to get some big announcer things saying that. Woo, we are on a roll. I'm just right up there. I'm on the same level with Rush Limbaugh now.
Yeah, Mo.
He got a network. I got a network.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here Lonnie in the room and young Isaac ready. TJ on the news. Lead story. Okay. The Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix has booted a death-themed coffee truck called Graveyard Shift Coffee from its parking lot. The truck had been a regular fixture between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m., specifically catering to hospital night staff employees. In fact, their logo was a smiling skeleton wearing green hospital scrubs and holding a cup of coffee. On social media, Graveyard Shift Coffee said, quote, due to our logo and name, we're no longer allowed to serve coffee there, effective immediately. They hit up other hospitals, too, including a children's hospital. It's unclear if they're still welcome at those places. And maybe it's a little over the top because the menu includes drinks like the Bloody Eye with chocolate and strawberry, the formaldehyde with lavender and honey, and murder spice with honey and cinnamon. Okay, so calling it Graveyard Shift Coffee, the hospital should be okay with that. I mean, because that's what they call it. But in some of these menu items, like murder spice, that's not really professional to have in a hospital parking lot. I don't know. I think the hospital's overreacting here. What do y'all think?
I don't know. I might not drink that coffee.
I don't know, man. I feel like nurses and people who work in hospitals and ERs, they have kind of a dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
I kind of got to. I get it in that way.
Right.
But I don't know if that's what I want to see when I'm walking into the hospital for myself or a loved one.
Mm.
I may be a little nervous.
But Lonnie, you scared of everything, aren't you?
That's true.
No.
You still sleep with a nightlight.
Sometimes.
Oh. He's like,
kitchen light.
I'm not taking a chance. I'm not going to buy coffee from a skeleton.
It'll be bad.
Don't want to turn into a skeleton.
All right, next story. They see me rolling. They hating. Patrolling. Trying to catch me riding. 28-year-old guy in Florida named Juan Leon. Oh, man, that's a cool radio name waiting to happen right there. Juan Leon knocking down 12 strong songs in a row. Well, he was arrested last week after he was caught doing a burnout at a red light. The bigger problem was that he'd been drinking, and the cops definitely noticed. Mm. So Juan didn't do the burnout because he was hammered. He told police he was trying to, quote, impress girls, end quote. The only good news is the cops probably wouldn't have noticed Juan if they didn't hear him revving his engine, which means he could have kept driving drunk and put innocent people at risk. And Juan was charged with DUI, reckless driving, aggravated assault, and criminal mischief for the damage caused to the crosswalk. Oh, I guess he made skid marks in the crosswalk.
Who did he assault, though?
I don't know. That's, you know, they start throwing all these charges out there. Maybe, I don't know. I was going to say maybe he accidentally hit the cop or did something with the cop, but that would have been an assault on a police officer. I don't know.
They threw the book at this guy just trying to impress the ladies, man.
Yeah. I don't even, did it say where the ladies were?
Around.
Were they standing on the corner? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this, though. The reason that I pulled this story is because it can be educational. Nothing turns on a lady more than a burnout. Well, maybe one other thing, and that's a loud, loud stereo system in your car. Cranking music loudly and doing a burnout, those, like, women cannot resist those two things.
Yep.
Have y'all ever heard of what they do at Bike Week in Myrtle Beach when they have the burnout pit?
Nothing good.
Well, I used to go to Bike Week and all when I was a Harley rider, and they would get up on this platform thing, or and they would just, like, there's an MC who would get up there with a mic, and a guy would ride his motorcycle up there and just and burn out the tire until it busted, and then when the tire popped, all the people in the crowd, they'd start cheering. And then he would roll his bike off of the little ramp thing there, right into the tire store that was hosting the burnout. So they got nothing for it other than the fun of just burning out to the point where their tire busted, and then having to buy a new tire.
That's fantastic marketing on the tire store's behalf.
Yeah,
the joys of life, right, man.
Hey,
go to the YouTubes and search that.
This is America, dude. If we wanna burn our tires off till they pop, we're gonna do it.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Just roll it right into the tire store.
I'm not trying to tell old rough biker that he's stupid either.
Nah, man.
I'm not doing that. All right, and finally. I love that cocaine. I love that cocaine. Mama, can you wait? So there's a guy in Marlboro, Massachusetts, and he and his woman were accused of, or they were spotted shoplifting, according to the report. So when they were leaving the Target with the stolen merchandise, the woman called the cops, and the police started chasing them. They were on foot, and when the police caught up with the suspect, 31-year-old Tevin Haywood, they noticed that he took sandwich bag out of his pocket and shoved it in his mouth and started trying to swallow it, and it had about, I think it was about four or five bundles of white powder suspected to be cocaine. Wow. And then a small bundle of blue powder suspected to be fentanyl. So luckily they stopped him before he swallowed all of it. Cause I would think that you would be quickly dead if you swallowed all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he'd be cooked.
Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you think that if you're walking around with that much illegal narcotics on you, that you wouldn't try to draw attention to yourself by shoplifting at Target? Or why would you be carrying all of that in your pocket in Target? Let's say he was on his way to make the dope deal, which is what the kids call it nowadays, a dope deal. Wouldn't you say he would go, well, wait a minute, baby. Let's stop at Target after I unload these drugs. I don't know. The women get it in their minds that they're ready to go to Target. It's hard to stop them.
Maybe I just got a few things I need to shoplift from Target real quick. We can't make a quick stop?
Yeah, and is your big-time drug dealers, I mean, are they going to Target on foot? Because I think these two were walking the whole time.
Hey, man, when you're making that type of money, you go to Target. You don't go to Wally World, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. If you're walking to Target, are you really? This whole time. I mean,
I'd rather drive to Walmart than walk to Target.
This doesn't actually seem like a pretty high-level guy. It's like, I'm going to get into this. It's going to be a great side hustle, you know, other than shoplifting.
Man, if I try to run away from Target, I'd run right into one of those big concrete red balls.
Yeah, yeah.
And bust my face open right there.
Rolling. Right.
That's it for TJ on the News.
The TJ Ritchie Show. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Welcome back. Just catching up on the text messages into the studio here. This is a nice message from Robert. It says, TJ, you're awesome. You're on the same level as your idol, Pete. He's speaking about Pete Callender, who is on the radio from noon until 3 every day. He said, I met him today at the blood drive, and I talked to him for a whole hour, not knowing he was Pete. I thought he told the lady his name was Zoki. But when he told me who he was, I was like, I thought all of talk radio dudes were nerdy looking, LOL. Well, maybe Robert was thinking that because that's what I tell people. You know, I'm America's coolest conservative because everybody else is nerdy. So that's nice. Yeah, they don't try to get me out in public to meet the peoples. I didn't even know that thing was going on, a blood drive of some. No, I'm kidding. I knew. And then, of course, you got the usual complete morons that are writing in here just trying to get attention. It's like, I can cover all of it one time. So if you have texted me tonight into the studio and you're saying, I'm a racist, I'm an evil white supremacist, I'm a this, I'm stupid, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I see you. Now sit down. All of you can sit down now. I see you. You got some attention. God. I don't know how a lot of these people make it through life being so stupid. But then again, I kind of have sympathy for them because more and more every day they're learning that everything that they've grown up believing is a lie. And I'm being serious now. These Democrats have poisoned the minds of so many people now for so long with everything from indoctrinating children in school systems to the lies that they tell from their platforms and all of the stuff that they make people believe, you know, you're a loser in life, but it's not your fault. You're a loser because of the Republicans and because of racism and because of blah, blah, blah. So I have a little bit of sympathy for people, but then once you get to be an adult and you have the brain power to make your own decisions and everything, it's kind of like people who are, you know, who are adults and then they blame their shortcomings in life on their parents. You know, you've been an adult for a long time and you could have gotten out from under what your parents taught you by now. So it's kind of the same way. But with the Democrat cult leaders, they really do a number on their minions. They really do. And again, it is where the Democrats find themselves now that the only thing that they can do is prey on people's emotions, and especially by calling their opponents racists and white supremacists. I had these two clips last night that I wanted to use as an example of that. Isaac, can you find from last night, or maybe I didn't even send it. Maybe I didn't send it until tonight. Let's see. The clip of President Trump talking about the mayor of London and then the mayor of London's response. Do you have that? Okay, so let's play President Trump first speaking at the UN, and he brought up something about London's mayor, and London's mayor is a Muslim, and so this was what Trump said about the mayor of London.
And I have to say, I look at London where you have a terrible mayor, terrible, terrible mayor, and it's been so changed. Now they want to go to Sharia law. But you're in a different country. You can't do that. Both the immigration and their suicidal energy ideas will be the death of Western Europe if something is not done immediately. This cannot be sustained. What makes the world so beautiful is that each country is unique. But to stay this way, every sovereign nation must have the right to control their own borders. You have the right to control your borders.
Okay. So then later, the mayor, Sadiq Khan, was asked about Trump, and this is the only response that he could muster. Listen.
I appear to be living rent-free inside Donald Trump's head.
Are those comments Islamophobic?
Listen, when people say things, when people act in a certain way, when people behave in a certain way, you've got to believe them.
So you're saying he is Islamophobic?
I think you know, President Trump has shown he is racist, he is sexist, he is misogynistic, and he's Islamophobic.
Didn't say he was wrong. He didn't offer any ideas to the contrary. And we can all see what London has turned into. You just turn on your computer or your phone and look at any social media and you'll see. London is a crap town. And it doesn't even have free speech anymore. People are being arrested because if they say something that the Islamists don't like, they get arrested. And this mayor could offer nothing to contradict what President Trump was saying other than calling him an Islamophobic, racist, misogynist, blah, 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 blah. Which, by the way, I am so sick of the phrase living rent free in somebody's head. Can we come up with something else to say now? I mean, I think we've just about gotten rid of the, if somebody saying something was a nothing burger. I hated that one from the beginning. Oh, that's just a big nothing burger. Oh my God. Stop with that. That sounds so stupid. So now living rent free in somebody's head. We've been using that long enough. I think let's come up with something else. Uh-oh, I criticized the cliche using London mayor, so I must be Islamophobic, misogynist. I'm an Islamophobic, misogynist, racist, white supremacist for criticizing the mayor of London. That's what they have, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason they use it is because it does not touch someone's intellect. It touches their emotions, which is what these Democrat cult leaders are about. Emotions. They don't care if you have rational thought or intellect. They don't want you to have that. They want you to be dumb and emotional. And it was just proven right there by the mayor of London. The mayor of a town that has gone right into the toilet since he's been in charge of it. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have written home about London before that anyway, but still, it used to be a lot better than it is since he's been running it. Okay, look, we got a lot more coming up in a short time to get to all of it. We only got a half hour left of this blazing show. So we'll get more into it coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRitchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
So it is official. The left is out of ideas. They don't know how to debate. All they know how to do is insult, and they know how to dehumanize their opponents, which would be the freedom-loving Americans, the people who are decent in this world. They dehumanize, so therefore they're emotionally unstable and emotionally fragile minions will attack. Now, I have a clip here, and it's pretty long, but it's very poignant. It is a young black woman who has done some investigating into some of the things that she had always heard Charlie Kirk had said and what made him a racist and all of that. And she has come to a different conclusion about Charlie Kirk and other things involved in what the left has people believing, especially black people. So, Isaac, if you'll just stay on guard here to maybe stop it from time to time through the clip, but I may just let the whole thing run. But here we go. Go ahead.
If I see a black pilot, I'm going to think, boy, I hope he's qualified. Let's talk about it. I have seen this clip over and over. It's been sent to me more times than I can count. And I can admit that in my old liberal mindset, hearing that with no context would have enraged me. And I wouldn't have been willing to listen to the context because I would have decided that this man was racist. And that's what a lot of you have decided. And I worry that in our community, we jump directly to defensiveness and we have given up on critical thinking. And that has stopped us from being able to be reflective, like self-reflective, when it comes to our community and what is true. So let's talk about what's true. Charlie Kirk was saying that if only 2% of pilots in our country are black, and these different airlines have put in place DEI policies to increase purposefully and like specifically increase the number of black pilots that are working for our airlines, and they are adjusting the merit and the qualifications in order to do so and in order to hit those numbers, then it's safe to say that many might not hit the standards that used to be required. And did he say it in a way that was a little inflammatory and that ruffled feathers and that made people cock their head and say, what are you saying about the black community? And I think many of us heard black pilots aren't qualified. And that's not what he said. So did he say it in a way that could be misconstrued as racist? Yes. Does it change the fact that he was attacking a policy and not a people? No. And it's okay for people to speak truth to our community. And I fear that we've become so sensitive and honestly so entitled that if a white man speaks to us or about us in any way, we call them a racist unless they say anything but I'm sorry. And until we're willing to listen to other voices and be honest with ourselves about ourselves and stop being so sensitive and immediately screaming racism, we're not going to grow as a community.
So that is something that I deal with on a nightly basis. And I don't deal with the accusations of being a racist, as much from black people as I do liberal whites, because When I speak about the way the Democrats have done absolutely nothing but harm to black Americans, I say it from a point of view of hurt and sadness, because they have completely done so much harm to, I guess, if you want to use the terms of, you know, the way the political terms are used, to the black community. It's just, it's sad. So when I say that one of my number one goals in this world of public broadcasting would be to try to wake as many black people up to what has happened to them by the Democrat Party, and to understand that yes, there is there are racists that are out to make black people as poor as they can be and rip black families apart, and those racists are always on the Democrat side. Because conservatives want everybody to do as well as they possibly can do. And it also happens that when I'm saying that sort of thing, that white liberals who have just ensconced themselves as the white guilt warriors. If somebody comes along and tells black people you need to wake up to what the Democrats, what the liberals are doing to you, they can't take it because then it rips away their moral authority they think that they have gained. Because they are the saviors of black people. Because what do? These white liberals do nothing but keep black people saying, oh, you can't do it. You can't. You've been so mistreated. You can't make it without our help. And you can't. What little you have because of us, because we've been fighting for you against these racist Republicans and never taking the time to say, look, this is the truth, and if you will listen to this, then you will be so much better off in life. No, these white liberals will sit and tell black people, go, oh, when they tell you these things, they're just insensitive. It's easy for them to say. Easy for them to say. And they want black people thinking that they are at the top of what they're going to get, and it's because of white conservatives, and it's the opposite. And it just rips me apart as a sensitive, kind-hearted person who wants the best for people to see that these Democrats have done what they've done to black people in this country as a whole and then continue to do it and convincing people that we are the racists when we're not. That's what Charlie Kirk was about, too. Charlie Kirk learned the same stuff that I did from the same people. And it's a message of love for your fellow Americans, because this is America. And in order to be, you know, you're patriotic, which that means that you think this country is the best for everybody who is here, who chooses to live by our Constitution and by the promises that were given to us from our founders, no matter what color you are. But when you have a political group of people who prey upon people's emotions, who prey upon their instabilities mentally, you're going to get violence and division. Nothing feeds a Democrat politician more than division. It's just like, you know, when she was saying a white person says something and a black person automatically jumps to the conclusion that, oh, you can't say that, you're a racist. I get that too. But just like the other night, I was talking about these wicked men standing in the pulpit as the leaders of their church, the spiritual leaders of their church. I gave two examples of these ministers who were preaching that Charlie Kirk got what he deserved, white supremacists, and la 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 la, misleading their congregations. I get a caller up on the phone screen. Computer, it says whatever the person's name was, and it says, why are you saying all black preachers are evil? I don't play that game. You're not going to put stuff like that on me. I did not say all black preachers. I gave two examples of black preachers. And I had even pointed out that the black preachers, that the evil ones were calling nasty names because they didn't preach out against Charlie Kirk, that they are good preachers. But it doesn't matter. I said that these two black men were bad. Therefore, I must be condemning. All they heard was that a white man criticized two black preachers. That must mean I hate all black preachers. And it's not true. I don't like those two black preachers. Why? Because they're no good for the black people that they're claiming to help. They're parasites feeding off of those people, those innocent people who put their trust in them. but we're never going to come together as long as the Democrat Party has control of big, large numbers of people in this country, because that's their mission, is to divide. Divide, and whatever happens, happens. However you have to divide, you divide. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. However you want to make it happen, you make it happen. They have no shame. None. All right, hang on. We got more coming up.
The DJ Richie Show. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
You can also go to TJRichie.com, TJRichie.com, R-I-T-C-H-I-E, and you can get all kinds of stuff there, the podcasts, you can get all of the stuff that I do in my syndicated morning show called the TJ and Riggins Show, my podcast with my wife and me, and all kinds of things. Just if you go to that website, you can use it as an app, and you can please like and subscribe and do all of that kind of stuff that you do on social medias that will make it look like I've got a following. Please, that would be great. This is a nice text. I focus so much on the negative texts because I like to use them as fodder. But every now and then it's good to, and I'm not reading this to brag on myself. I'm reading it to show appreciation. It says, "Hey, TJ, I'm a longtime listener from way back in the day. Hubby and I are big fans. He brought pizza home tonight for dinner. We turned off the TV and are listening to you on stream. We think you are indeed America's coolest conservative. Keep up the good work." Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I would love to be eating a huge pizza right now. I'm envious of the pizza. My wife has everything packed. I don't know if I went downstairs right now and I tried to find, I don't know, a paper plate, it would be packed up in a box somewhere. And she'd say, "I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you." Movers are coming tomorrow. So tomorrow's the big day. Everything else we've been doing all this time has just been leading up to that. The very disturbing situation, I'm sure you've heard of it by now, going on at the Georgetown campus. A leftist gun club with ties to past anti-ICE violence posted on an alarming recruitment flyer at Georgetown University. It says, "Hey, fascist, catch," you know, which was what was written on the bullets, the magazine, I guess, that the guy used to kill Charlie Kirk. It's from the John Brown Gun Club, which recently appeared on a notice board at the D.C. school. That's the same. I don't know. I'm thinking that it has the same connection to some of these other hate groups and all, in these dark web message boards and things like that. So, like we were talking about last night, if Antifa and these types of groups are going to be called terrorist organizations now, shouldn't we be going after them with, I mean, full force, like we would anybody else that's a terrorist group in the homeland? As if, let's say, Al-Qaeda had cells all over the U.S., wouldn't we be trying to get after them? Wouldn't we be knocking down doors? Wouldn't we be going to the people who are suspected of funding these organizations and arresting them, putting them in Guantanamo Bay? And it's so rich how all of these liberal commentators act like they don't know what Antifa is. Get out of here. You know what Antifa is. You cheered them on. Well, they're anti-fascist. That's what their name is. That's just like, I could call myself Thick Hair TJ. And I don't have any hair. That's like, that's why Antifa calling themselves anti-fascists. Those people are not anti-fascists. They are domestic terrorists. And not even domestic. In some cases, they're in other countries. And they need to be dealt with just like they are here to wreak havoc in our country, because that's what they're here for. That's what they do. I don't understand how these Antifa groups can stand in front of ICE vehicles. I don't know how they can throw rocks at ICE vehicles and not just be dropped in the streets right there like war criminals, like they are, you know, like we were fighting them in a war. They're either terrorists or they're not. Let me ask you something. Let's say that the Obama administration was arresting people that we didn't think they should be arresting, and a bunch of conservative groups got together. Let's say it's the, I don't know, let's say it's the NRA. Bunch of NRA members got together, even though we didn't bring our guns out with us, but we went to where we knew they were going to be doing these raids and the Obama administration was arresting these people. And we jumped in front of the agents, the federal agent vehicles, and we started throwing rocks at them. And we started doing all kinds of crazy stuff to impede the business of the law enforcement agency. Don't you think they would put us down in the street right there? If we jumped in front of an agent's vehicle, like say an FBI or an ICE agent, if we jumped in front of their vehicle during an Obama administration when they were arresting somebody that we didn't think should be arrested, do you think they would slow down? Or would they just flatten us right there where we stood? You know the answer to that. So how have they gotten away with it up until now? Let's say starting tomorrow, they get treated like a real terrorist group. How were they not put down? Now, I don't necessarily mean killed in the street. I mean put down, neutralized with force. How come that didn't happen last week when they did it? All of these attacks on ICE agents. How are these people not at Guantanamo Bay right now or wherever they want to put terrorists? That's what's going to have to start happening. And it's more proof that we don't need to be electing a Democrat for anything else ever again, because they won't do it. Can you imagine where we would be right now in this country if Kamala Harris would have won? We wouldn't even be able to recognize this place now. We as natural born Americans would already be, you know, put in the corner more so than we have been so far. So these Democrats preying on the emotions of the emotionally weak, as they do, have them believing that people can break our laws, our immigration laws, and then when the law enforcement agency acts as the way they should as a law enforcement agency to detain these people and get them back to their country, that they're kidnappers, they're Gestapo, that they are the evil ones. That's what I've been talking about the whole night. You're not dealing with emotionally stable people. And the point I really want you to leave here with is that the Democrats are not doing this accidentally. They're not getting these people riled up and sending them off to do God knows what as an accident. They know what they're doing and they know what they want them to do in response. they are pushing buttons, programming these people, and the people are going out and doing what the Democrat politicians want them to do. All right. Thanks for listening tonight. Mark Levin is coming up next. Remember, God loves you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to TJRitchie.com and sign up today.